You know, the All-Star game of San Jose Giants, they're hosting the All-Star game of the Cal Carolina League All-Star game, and that is very exciting. That is coming up shortly here in San Jose. And a number of San Jose Giants are part of the All-Star team, and we're very lucky to have a pitcher that I've been following. I'm very excited about him. And Ty Block is with us this morning. And Ty, nice to have you with us. This All-Star game is coming up. It's very exciting. You're part of it. And Ty, we now have a dial tone. All right, so let me give you a little information about Ty. That's all right, we'll try it back. That's why we love live radio. All right, Ty Block, selected by the Giants in the fifth round of the 2012 first-year player draft out of Creighton University. He pitched last night, and he went 7 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, 5 strikeouts. He has now got 6 walks and 57 strikeouts at San Jose. In 10 starts, he's now 7-2 with an earned run average under 3. He was named the first team Missouri Valley Conference Scholar Athlete, second team MVC and Academic All-American in 2011. And he's the California League Pitcher of the Week on May 27th after throwing 8 innings of shutout baseball. Ty Block, are you there?
We're here in San Jose this morning.
Well, terrific. Congratulations on a nice win last night. You had a heck of a game last night.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you know what, I look at it, it's the walks and strikeouts, and if I did my math right, you now have 57 strikeouts and 6 walks so far this season. How do you do that?
A lot of focus on first pitch strikes, trying to get ahead of the hitters early in counts, and that way you can kind of dictate the at-bat and pitch them how you want to.
Boy, very nice. Now, this All-Star game is coming up June 18th. Down in San Jose, and it's the first time that San Jose has hosted it. You're on the team. Are you excited about that?
Really excited. It's going to be a blast to be able to play in front of our home fans, and you know, we've got a great group of Giants representing us in the All-Star game, and it should be a great experience.
All right, so you come out of Creighton. First of all, Creighton had a heck of a basketball season this year, didn't they?
They sure did. It's fun to watch them, and Doug McDermott's a really fun player to watch over there, too.
Yeah, I thought he was terrific. I know he had a big game against Cal when Cal played Creighton. But what was baseball like at Creighton? Now, Jim Hendry, former GM of the Chicago Cubs, I know he was a baseball coach at Creighton. What's baseball like at Creighton?
You know, baseball is really big out there in Omaha. We got to play all of our home games in TD Ameritrade Park, the home of the College World Series. And we got some really big crowds out there and fun rivalries against Nebraska and Wichita State. And a lot of good baseball played there.
What did you think when you got picked by the Giants? Did you have any idea they were going to pick you?
I didn't. You know, it was one of those situations where, you know, I was hoping to get drafted and really fortunate to go to an awesome organization full of great people. And being drafted by the World Series champions is pretty special, that's for sure.
Boy, it sure is. Ty Block is with a San Jose pitcher. He's 22 years old out of Creighton and really just having one of these breakthrough seasons. I mean, you've only been around for a year and already you're breaking through. That's pretty good.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's just tribute to my coaches and my teammates around me. You can't do it without those guys. And it's been a fun year so far.
All right. So tell us a little bit about what you throw and why you're having so much success with it. Because I'm looking at the notes from last night. You retired 21 of 23. 9-pitch inning in the third, a 6-pitch inning in the fourth. What are you throwing that is so effective right now?
You know, my fastball command is what I pride myself on, being able to attack hitters with my fastball, and then my changeup and my slider and curveball, kind of mix those in there and keep hitters off balance. And, you know, if I can execute pitches, hitters are going to get themselves out. So.
All right. Now, are you one of those guys who looks at the gun with the fastball?
Not really. Not really. I'm not going to overwhelm anybody with my velocity. And we've got a lot of guys that throw really hard on this team. So I just try to locate my fastball and let the defense make plays behind me.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. When Clayton Blackburn was on with us, I think it was last month, he talked about getting outs within the strike zone. In other words, you know, you can throw your pitch within the strike zone and get outs and not be afraid to do that. Does that apply to you?
Yes, definitely. I think that's kind of my whole philosophy to pitching is, you know, if I can throw the ball over the plate and good location, you know, down and away from a hitter, and you know, work them in later in counts, and you can be successful, and hitters are going to get themselves out.
You know, it's funny, Ty, we talk about, even in the big leagues, about pitchers pitching up, and when they miss up in the strike zone. And if you watch all the MLB highlights or ESPN or anyone you watch, and you look at the home runs, it's always a pitch that's up and over the plate. And I think if you miss and miss down, you're going to be a better pitcher.
Exactly. As a pitcher, you got to disrupt the hitter's timing leverage. And if you're going to go up there throwing balls that are belt high and somewhere where a hitter can leverage pitches, they're going to fly, especially out here in the Cal League.
Yeah, it's a good hitter's league. Ty, what did you major in at Creighton?
I was a finance major.
Oh, very good. I like that. And do you have any plans to use that? I imagine when you did your contract, you must have figured something out.
You know, I'm just taking it one day at a time right now, enjoying my baseball career, and then I play as long as I can, and we'll see what I'll do after that.
All right. Now, you are, of course, at Creighton, and you're in Omaha, and, you know, it's a big city in the Midwest. What is it like leaving college, and all of a sudden you're on your own? You're getting a paycheck, laundry, rent, TV, whatever has to happen in your life. What sort of an adjustment was that?
You know, it was a pretty good adjustment. I was able to be in Arizona all last summer, working with the rookie league team down there, and had a great experience with the coaches and my teammates down there. Really made the transition quite easy, and it's been really fun to be able to play my first season so far.
All right. So, I mean, renting an apartment, being on your own, and you can't go home, really.
No, I got to go home in the off season, which was nice to see my family, spend some time with them. And but you are on your own, and it's a grind every day, but now, it's also a blessing to be able to play a game for a living, so you can't complain about it too much.
No, boy, I say it every day. What do I do? I'm in baseball, and believe me, I don't complain. Wood bats, and I ask people this a lot of times when they transition from college into baseball. The wood bats are different. Did you play in any wood bat leagues and get that experience?
In high school, during the summers in Colorado, we would play wood bat leagues, and so that was good to get some experience with those, and you know, learn how to pitch hitters and know that you can get them out inside, too. Guys don't like the ball in on their hands very much sometimes.
Do you break any bats?
Oh, I'll break a few here or there. Whether it's, you know, change ups that the guy hit off the end of the bat or get in on their hands, I like to throw the ball inside and not afraid to do that.
Beautiful. Hey, your team is pretty close to clinching the first half title, is it not?
Yes, we're coming down the home stretch here. I think we got a 3-game lead with 8 to go, so we're trying to clinch this first half and get that playoff first. So we're really looking forward to that and coming down the stretch run here.
Now, who else made the All-Star team with you? There's a number of pitchers that are on it and a couple of fielders as well.
Yes, we had Edwin Escobar, another starting pitcher, Josh Oshich, who is a left-handed relief pitcher. Jeff Arnold, our catcher, made the team. He's a great catcher behind the plate for us. We also had Hunter Strickland and Ryan Cavan, who are on the DL, make the team. And Angel Villalona, our first baseman, also made the team. So it's going to be awesome having 7 guys represent us in the All-Star game. I think that's the most out of any of the teams in the game, so it should be pretty awesome.
Boy, nice. That is June 18th at Municipal Stadium in San Jose. Tell me a little bit about Villalona. He's a very intriguing person. I know he got off to a slow start. He was like 2-for-40 at one point. Then all of a sudden he got hot. What do you see with him?
You know, he's just gaining confidence at the plate right now. You can see it in every at-bat that he takes. He's taking really good swings at pitches, and he's not chasing as many pitches out of the zone. And he's getting balls he can drive. And, boy, I tell you, he can sure drive them a long ways.
Boy, that is good. Now, what are your plans in over the winter? What do you think is going to happen this winter? Do you go maybe to the fall league? Would you play winter ball somewhere? What would you like to do?
You know, I'm not sure yet. I haven't talked with the front office people to see what they would like me to do, and you know, I'll just be flexible with them, and whatever they would like me to do, I'll be more than willing.
Are you on a pitch count or inning count down there, or do you go as far as you go?
You know, they're keeping us on the pitch count in games. They're not letting us extend too much. I think 90 pitches or so right now. And, you know, as the season progresses, we'll see if we can keep up in that a little bit, but they keep us fairly conserved.
All right, Ty, I appreciate having you on. Do you follow the Giants? Do you listen to them on KMBR or watch the games?
I would love to follow them. They're off to a good start. Hopefully they can get going and get us back in another World Series.
Boy, wouldn't that be nice. Ty, thanks for taking the time, and good luck in the All-Star game. And as I say, when you can walk six and strike out 59, you're doing something right. So I appreciate you being on.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. That is Ty Block of the San Jose Giants who we have on. And the All-Star game's coming up. Seven All-Stars on the San Jose Giants this year. That'll be on June the 18th at Municipal Stadium. That is something worth seeing. All right.